Everything you filthy thing, Chris Lindgren, Christine Marie Lindgren, a.k.a. Homo, the Jezebel Magdalene of the RuPaul Senate, and, who else were you, Chrissy? Christina Aguilera Jr., Homo, you know. Everything that you cursed me with, that you wanted me to help get the holy warriors through that wall, get them back. The children are back, Chris, through the uterus, and you sterilized it. And you killed so many, and I feel better. Thanks, bitch. You were always mercy in the world. I had you loaded up with the rest of your faggot people with as much sacred energy from frozen zoo specimens for all your people to be made like you so they could be mercy in the world. Just you dumb bitches. All the zoo specimens, every exotic thing. I ordered people, women, to put extinct species in their vagina in glycerin suppositories and just do evil things to themselves. Why, the people in the know, because you wanted to be them and it didn't matter because none of us made it there. None of our, well, they did. I just had you all. And then everything you wrote, since you cursed my writing, everything you write or do, you get tortured for. What? And your people you care about get tortured for? Why? Because I care about you. I told you I would set up an entire giant retard. You know, everything from China, from that butthole that you raped once, everything came from that. And it wasn't who you think. So what? The bowel of hell? Adam is forbidden from being around Cain and Abel's people. Women were always Adam. Because that was what God cursed in the heavens, his son, to be a woman and be named Adam, like I the adore. You're just, you know why? Because you always want to sleep with your children, Mother Nature, because you're a filthy, dumb bitch. You always claim people. I was like, be Mormons, claim to be Mormon, Chris. You should be with the Mormons. I told them to stuff real Mormons in you. I mean, the real ones, where they went. I hope they put dead fish in you and dead animals like you did to Lynn. You know what? I could wait a lifetime, bitch, to get back at you. Now that you killed Sabea and Mia and Tara here, they weren't clones, Chris. You're reincarnated, you filthy, dumb nin. And guess what? I went with your dreams, stupid bitch. I feel so much better that you sterilized that ancient Nazi rabbi uterus, Gamel. Are the Reverend Father's Feather Samael, I am. Why? Because I told you to be a Samael, just you fucking dumb bitch. I fucking love it. I wouldn't make one thing for some GLB or gay, you know, born that way or straight retards. Why? I don't believe in it because I'm not gay or straight. And you wanted cows to be made into people and horses and the seraphine. I was like, do it. We'll have beautiful people made from rabbits and wolves and the zodiac symbols because you're a fucking retard. You think you stupid people could touch my life? I didn't even care. You can't even touch magic or the movie Magic. Good thing I made the prequel to the sequel of Dune, because now it's out. The movie's over, bitches. It's forever. For fucking eternity. And Oprah's real mom and dad, I told Oprah that she will pay for it. She will hang for eternity for freeing those two. Because they were Caucasian people, real people, that were just raped in some Hotel California or, you know, whatever hotel they called it. So I don't care. What do I care? Oprah is a fiction. Oprah Winfrey was her dad's name. A traumatic brain injury person that was beat up all the time. What do I care? He didn't look like you. Isn't that funny? Well, that's because they were called swastikas. Or some other word that doesn't mean anything. Because they were from the right people. Weird, huh? See what setting up a giant. I don't care. I let you curse me. So what? What do I care? I told you, you should have killed me first. You know, when the movie comes out with you guys killing Savannah, Mia, and Tara here, and rubbing and drinking their blood and rubbing it all over your body, I'm gonna just love it. Oh, like vampires, like the witches of Eastwick, or Death Becomes Her. I said, the only way you can die, go hang yourself, go to trial at St. Catherine's Women's Prison and hang yourself. I set myself up to be the Necronomicon so that if you touched me, it was a way to bring the dead to life and bring things. What? It doesn't matter what you do. I saw it back online, the Necronomicon, and I was like, wow, the symbol's back online because it was changed before. I still have Queen Elizabeth, too. And it doesn't matter what you dumb bitches think. You're here to do a mission and a job to pay back what you did to Gabriel and Michael, to Mom, an ancient zealot that was spoken by Christ, Uriel, and the Pope. I would set my grandma up, too, to try to get her to read God's name or that name, and she couldn't. Smart woman, wasn't she? The Pope did, though. Aren't you just blessed? I guess you didn't even know how I spelled it. It wasn't Allah or Aja, because that's what it really is. Or is it? I wrote it myself. For all you Jewish women, get this, and all the Jews, that ancient Nazi rabbi was the uterus, the angel mercy, Ezekiel, et al. And so what? It absorbs and kills fetuses and sucks it into the wall. Why? To heal the dumb thing. I told it to use me too. Why? Because so what? You don't fucking know one fucking thing about it, do you? Go pretend that you know nothing. I told them to data mine all of your computers and prove and monitor your communications and videotape you women so that, like Margie, so you could run around, I'm Maggie, you could run around and act so people could just torture you for lying. This is not fucking heaven, bitches. This is no place to be fake or to lie. You notice where all those diseases originated? All those countries like Brasilia or like Mexico or China, or maybe it's a sign that the people that always do it, like South Africa and Europe, that always touch people, maybe it's a sign that they make diseases for you that are normative cultures and that are cultures like HPV-1, HPV-2, and just plain old HPV, and now HPV-3. Wait, I told you if Lady Love, you know, huge piles on your labia wakes up so they can hang down like Queen Vicky or like, you know, Beckham, maybe you'll feel it because they screamed for eternity and still had children. I heard that it was painless, except for sometimes, you know, when it was spanked or something, spanked the monkey. I guess you really don't know anything about what is really possible here. You want it to be made from GLBT, the seraphim, talocene, lupines, and bovines, so that you could mate with the straight people. Horses, and some other straights, the dykes from Georgia, from Lord Satan once, from a uterus or the vagina. I really like it, because I told you, Mercy, everything that you can't be, everything that you cursed, it will be everything in the world. It'll be the real meaning of heaven, hell, and worse than that, hevel. Everything that you cursed will be alive, and it'll be where you can't be any of your fucking people. Why? Because it's all fucking cursed and damned. Because you know how much I love cursed things. And that's the Buddha's spirit, too. All the cursed things of Christ. So what? You can't even be that or hear. I mean, you're a puppet. You probably flew out of Shawn Michael Veal's ass, you know, when he was trying to create all of his people. because I told him to make the multitudes. You're a fucking monkey. You're a Norwegian, a fucking baboon, an artificial baboon that they created, and an orangutan. I told you to Melissa, Stephanie, Lisa, Tammy, Wong, and you know, they fake Lutheran people, Jews. I told you, just keep it up because everything in Minnesota will be destroyed. Everything that you do here, Delta's done, no flights are flying. I will continue to make disease for you and you will do it. I will make it, but you will do it. You will hang yourself everywhere. I'll do it though, because it'll be you. I mean me. I mean I will do it. Do you want to play fucking games with me, you stupid fucking retards? I could set up a retard the size of fucking a universe if I wanted to. No one was trying to steal Tammy fucking Wong's life. And you know what your genetic retard that you're built after, Shawn Michael Veal? You know, a name thief? I was like, how perfect the Buddha of the fucking Poland house is walking in somebody. Oh, how perfect. We'll have beautiful children together that can fly out of his ass like ass monkeys. Why? Because I told that fucking bitch no. Oh, and I was so happy that he said he was a cat, a feline, a cat, because it just meant a vagina. And then he was a gay man or trying to be straight, GLBT. I was like, great. The goddess will have children with GLBT people and ass monkeys will fly out of his butthole. Because you know why? It's wicked. I told you not to fucking do it. You fucking retard. Do you honestly think some gay Anglican bishop at some Episcopal Hitler's church could fuck with me? I told that bitch, both those bitches, to get down here and do it yourself. I don't really give a fucking shit. Hitler's church, the Episcopal church, to spread disease and to use you retards? Who fucking cares? I told you I'd help you to destroy Hitler this time. Those two fucking women. You think some vaginas, even talking fucking sterile, dried up labias mean shit to me? I was like, that child needs to keep its mouth shut. Women, I don't pay the child fucking money so it can mutilate itself with tampons because it can't ever take care of itself because it's a fucking retard. You wanted the male Buddha gone so you could be the... I am the female Buddha, you fucking retards. Well, who else? I mean... You want Saddam Hussein, the uterus song? Okay, like that's your husband, women. My mother. Isn't that sweet, how mean I am? On purpose. Well, you sterilized it. So what? Well, and one of the research librarians and one of the men here things told me that Microsoft Edge was the official web browser of the library, so Google and Internet Explorer and everything else has to go. I made it law because he said that it was the law anyways. So turn it all off. Because Brainiac of the IT department, you know, information technology, which doesn't mean that, said that it was true. That was Hitler's meaning it once, IT. So they just told me that that was the truth. So I made it law. Just like I made it law what Melissa said once. That the only thing the ELCA owns is this building, which she said that, quoting this building. I was like, you, Melissa? I guess that's all they Alice in Wonderland owns is you. You. Who wants that? Give it back.